In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Blessed feast. Today's homily comes from Metropolitan Anthony of Suroge. The feast of the meeting of the Lord tells us about an event that moves our souls. The aged elder Simeon holds in his arms the divine infant, 40 days old, and bids farewell to earthly life, raising the immortal hymn to God, "Lord, now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace." From the lips of the elder, we hear a word about peace. How harmonious this word is with the wondrous song of the angels. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men. The feast of the meeting of the Lord is connected with the nativity of Christ. All the feasts, from the nativity to this one, herald the incarnation of our Lord. When the Son of God became incarnate, glad tidings were heard on earth, and the elder Simeon now also speaks of the peace with which he's ready to enter the next world. Christ brought tidings of peace, but he also brought joy. Joy that God's promise to mankind was fulfilled. So, when the elder Simeon received the divine child in his arms, peace and a feeling of ineffable joy, of the fullness of human happiness, settled into his heart. The choirs of the heavenly hosts heralded the most important and precious thing brought to mankind, God's appearance in the flesh. And from the lips of the elder Simeon, we hear not a sigh of his soul's relief as it casts off the heavy burdens of waiting for the Messiah and finally gains the repose of death. No, from his lips sounds forth a mighty hymn, a magnificent hymn of new life and joy, proceeding from the knowledge of God born of a virgin. The elder, who has vast life experience, after all, according to church tradition, he's around 300 years old at this point, knows what is the dearest and most important thing in life. And he preaches in this blessed moment the blessed state of his soul. Let us now, thy servant, depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation. How did this elder attain such blessedness? That he should be the only one of those born on earth to be vouchsafed to behold the mystery hidden before the ages, and to receive into his embrace, as an infant, the Lord of glory and salvation of the world. The gospel for this feast answers this question in brief words. He was just. In this word is expressed the elder's love of neighbor. And he was devout. In this word is emphasized his love for God, waiting for the consolation of Israel. These words speak of his faith in the promised Messiah and Savior. And yet there was something more about the elder Simeon. As we read, the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he'd seen the Lord's Christ. The expectation of this meeting had become the elder's aim in life, as he outlived all of his contemporaries. In the bodily infirmity of his deep old age, he was strengthened by his holy faith, and hoped that he would meet on earth the promised Savior of the world, and only then would the path of his earthly life come to an end. This faith never wavered in him. It grew in him, and it ruled all of his thoughts and desires and actions. Simeon's living faith had purified his heart beforehand so that he could see God with his physical eyes. It adorned him with the inner beauty of virtues, and he became just and devout, and the Holy Spirit rested upon him. And just as all that is divine is revealed in man's life, suddenly and wondrously, simply and unexpectedly, so it was for the elder Simeon. He came by inspiration to the temple, and there met the awaited Messiah. He took him into his arms and blessed God and said, "Now lettest thou thy servant depart in peace." Who of us can describe the joy and gladness in that elderly soul when his eyes beheld the Savior of the world? Death was no longer frightening. He would go without fear or dread to meet a new and eternal life. What was there for him to fear in death when he held in his arms the conqueror of death? My dear ones, in Christ, each of us can share and experience the elder Simeon's joy. That grace-filled peace which visited the soul of the God receiver is not alien to us. It is near to us. The holy apostle Paul says, "Christ is our peace," and we have an intimate and ineffable communication with Christ in our living faith, in our works of love, in our striving towards righteousness and piety, and in the holy sacrament of communion. As we begin our approach towards the doors of Great Lent, we and our whole parish family now prepare ourselves for this great mystery, hymning Christ, the Son of God, who's come near to us and preached peace to you who were far off and to them who were near. The Lord comes to those who love that peace and dwells in their hearts. Amen. Blessed peace.